Listen, I'm sitting here for this program with a spread of mainland national newspapers, British, UK newspapers. Nowhere, on no front page, not a single word about Northern Ireland. Yeah, that's how important it is. That's how important it is to the rest of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but David, should that be right?
It's neither right nor wrong. It's the judgment of the majority of the people of the United Kingdom.
But for those
I'd rather Northern Ireland, if it felt this passionately on both sides, I'd rather they had their own bloody flag and didn't fly our flag because it's embarrassing.
Well, do you know what? You're being deeply offensive now to people in Northern Ireland, for those in Northern Ireland who view themselves as much a British citizen as you do.
But you're telling them
they should have their own flag and you don't give a damn about people in Northern Ireland?
I think I'm being deliberately offensive because I'm offended that this goes on in my name. You know, the chances of me coming back to Northern Ireland, I really enjoyed a recent visit to Northern Ireland, and I thought it was the first time I'd been either side of Ireland. I think it'll be a long time before I come back.
Why?
If I'm going to bump into hoodies in the street.
Well, you're not going to bump into hoodies in the street. Stop painting the country you're painting the country that I live in. I live in this country 4 days a week. I live in Northern Ireland. I was born there. It is not a country full of hoodies. It is not a country full of thugs.
That's not what I see on the television news.
You understand the news agenda, David. You understand that these protests are not every day of the week. And I'll tell you what, I'm sometimes more frightened, you know, walking through London in the dead of night than I would be walking through Belfast. Do not depict Northern Ireland as this hellhole. It is not the case.
Right. Hello, I watch the BBC and ITV News, and it's on there every night.
You can watch what you like. I live there.
Yeah, but Stephen, I lived in America and I watched both sides carrying the can around, filling them with dollars to kill British soldiers. And I was horrified there, and I'm horrified now that it all seems to be kicking off again. Don't do it in our name. Don't do it in the name of the United Kingdom. I don't care how offensive that is to people in Northern Ireland. Please, for God's sake, pull yourselves together.